Hello, it's Wednesday, December 21st, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV.
Today is day three of Wing TV's 2005 Alternative Media Patriot Movement Awards.
And we have to tell you, from the feedback we've been getting, people love this idea. One person even said that this is better than the Grammys, and they suggested that we start doing this every year. You know what? We just might. Because when you think about it, musicians have their awards ceremony. Actors have their awards ceremony. Time Magazine always has their awards ceremony. So why shouldn't people in the alternative media and in the Patriot movement, why shouldn't they get recognition for the good and the bad that's been happening around us? So the more we think about it, the more we think, yeah, this is a good idea that we'll do this every single year. So stay tuned.
Okay, we begin. Thanks, Victor. We begin today's presentation with the Lifetime Achievement Book of the Year Award, which goes to Jim Mars for Rule by Secrecy. Now, we hope that someday somebody erects an anti-New World Order Hall of Fame, because if they do, we expect Jim Mars to be one of its first inductees. On top of that, he's more than a hell of a nice guy. He's fascinating. He's mesmerizing. He's a vault of knowledge.
And we felt very, very privileged and honored to meet him down in Washington, D.C. over the summer. All right, symbol number two, or award number two for symbol of the year. This has to go to Cindy Sheehan and her camp out in front of George Bush's ranch over
pig
the
farm.
Summer.
It's a pig farm.
It is a pig farm. And we love the way Cindy Sheehan's bringing awareness to this lie-infested war. But the one thing we have to ask is, why isn't she carrying the torch for 9/11? Because this war, based on lies, was ultimately based on the lies of 9/11. So, Cindy, you have the information now. You have Professor Jones' report in your hand. When are you and the anti-war crowd going to start carrying the torch for 9/11? And secondly, you have to drop that creep, Jesse Jackson. We saw you down there in D.C. with him, and it's time to get away with him. All right, award number three, snub of the year. That's kind of an odd award, but this goes to Kyle Hentz. Now, when he heard about the OKC 10th anniversary, a get-together, conference?
Day of Truth event.
Yeah, protest, all wrapped
rally
up in one.
Mm-hmm, speakers forum.
He contacted some of the organizers, specifically Chris Emery, and he wanted to worm his way into this conference and speak.
And then later lied about it.
Yeah, and speak at the speakers forum. Well, Chris Emery conferred with us, and we said, absolutely not. This guy is a gatekeeper. So he went back to Kyle Hentz and said, no, you're not allowed to speak because we don't want any gatekeepers at this event. Well, the most ironic thing is that now Chris Emery's actually hanging out with these very same people that he called 9/11 gatekeepers. All we can say is, say no to the 9/11 mafia.
Number four, for Rebel of the Year. The award goes to our friend Rick Biaseda. He's a Minuteman. He's a Chicago radio show host. He's a badass, and he has the dubious history of banging Hillary Clinton.
One of the few men ever, maybe.
There's nobody we'd rather have watching our backs. There's nothing ambiguous about this guy, and you never have to wonder what he's thinking.
That's right.
Okay, number five, for Music Video of the Year. I Want Money, in tribute to none other than Alex Jones. Yes, the road to hell is paved with overpriced fearmonger videos and never-ending infomercials. You can listen to that video on our website, the Money video with the Beatles song, and you'll get the picture.
Yeah, just go to the link that says Alex Jones Master Link. Scroll down and you'll see it. All right, award number six, Chapbook of the Year. This is the Oklahoma City Elohim City Connection. Michael Collins Piper, who's already won a couple awards on this show, said that this was the most accurate assessment ever on what happened over 10 years ago with the OKC bombing. Our big question is, why isn't the OKBIC, this independent commission that supposedly wants the truth to come out, why aren't they letting people know about this book? Very, very curious. All right, award number seven goes to the Beggars of the Year. Oh, we should have brought our tin cup here, Lisa. That would have been appropriate. This goes to an organization called truthout.org, and one of its most prominent members is William Rivers Pitt. Now, these guys are rattling their cup basically every single month, every single week, it seems like, begging people for donations. It's like they're bums down in the Bowery or those Santa Clauses out in front of the department stores. I mean, for crying out loud, get a job if it's that bad.
Yeah, this year they'll probably be standing outside of Target with Santa Claus suits ringing their bells.
Yeah.
For 9/11 Journalist of the Year, the award goes to Christopher Bolin of the American Free Press. We love this guy. If the alternative media was a baseball team, Bolin would be hitting cleanup and swinging for the fences every trip to the plate. We can't say enough good things about Christopher Bolin.
Yeah, he's definitely a home run hitter, and he's done some of the best 9/11 research that's out there to date.
Yep. Number 9, for Patriot Sellout of the Year, none other than Ted Anderson and the GCN Radio Network. Money equals mainstream media wannabes.
Money, money, money!
How many more sappy infomercials and commercials do you think they can possibly squeeze into each hour of every show? It's unbelievable. When are we going to reach the saturation point?
Yeah.
Give us a break. Anderson's a millionaire.
I mean, this guy is begging for money. And it seems like all of these other shows can go on. And this guy's a millionaire. And he's begging for money almost more than anyone. It's mind-boggling. Award number 10 to the Anti-Zionist Site of the Year. This goes to Mr. Mark Farrell, and his site is called Honest Media Today. This guy has a fearlessness in the face of the Zionist Goliath, and if you watch some of his videos, you'll see what really we're up against. This guy, we think the world of him.
We need 1,000 more like him.
Yeah, that's right. And as we said yesterday, all of these articles have links to them. So if you need more information or some of them go to the specific sites, just click where it says click here and you'll go to it. Award number 11, most tasteless publicity stunt of the year. This goes to our old buddy, Mr. Mike Gallagher. We've had quite a few run-ins with him. He's tried to have us arrested on 2 different occasions. We protested him a couple different times, and this publicity stunt was done down in Crawford, Texas, when he got a bunch of renta protesters, put them on a bus, and went down there to taunt Cindy Sheehan. Well, our friend, who was it that wrote the article about him then?
I can't remember offhand, yeah. But I know one
you
thing.
You click on the link and
Mike
it'll go
Gallagher's
to it.
4 adult sons are not serving in the military during this war. So really, Mike Gallagher should shut his big gaping maw of a mouth.
Yeah, I think it was actually Thomas Holbrook that wrote the article. But when his bus rolled into State College, we took our 14-foot banner down there and said, "Neocon Mike, why aren't your 4 sons fighting in Iraq? It's real easy to send other kids to die, but they don't want their own to go."
Number 12 for Photo Gallery of the Year. We have to say that it goes to the Mordecai Vanunu Photo Gallery on the Wing TV website. Just sit back and watch, because the pictures will say all that needs to be said.
And he's up for trial again next year by his Israeli captors, so
that's
it
right,
never
in
ends
January.
With him.
For Orwellian Memory Hole of the Year. Memory Hole is right. Jan Hoyer, formerly of 911truth.org, supposedly formerly, now she says she's not a part of 911truth.org, yet she's really sort of entrenched with them.
Well,
she's
she uses
a liar.
Their tactics.
Right. She deliberately censored the OKC bombing and not DC Truth Convergence photo galleries that she put together. And she even cropped pictures to exclude our controlled demolition banner. We were there, and everybody else that was there knows it, yet Jan Hoyer is trying to make people think that we weren't at these 2 events.
Yeah, you should have seen how many people came up to us in D.C. and said, "You guys have the best banner there is," yet of the hundreds of pictures that they published from that day, there isn't one that has this controlled demolition banner in it. It's exactly the same tactics that the mainstream media uses.
Well, the tactics that she uses aren't representative of down-to-earth,
that's
genuine
right.
people. What they are tactics that are indicative of the people that are in 911truth.org. They're low-class, elitist wannabes.
Exactly. I couldn't say it better. All right. Most overlooked issue of the year. Agenda 21. This is complicated. There's a lot of information surrounding it. But I'll tell you what. This is where the United Nations connects the dots to the new world order, and guess who they have in the sights of their gun? The United States of America. All right, Award number 15, Most Entertaining Talk Show Host of the Year, Mr. Kidi Awadu. He calls himself the Conscious Rasta, and every time we're on his show, it's just a barrel of monkeys, it's high energy. And how long did this guy fast for over the summer?
I think he fasted for like 42 days or something like that, and he had more energy than I would have if I slept for like 3 months straight.
Yeah, he fasted for 40 days straight, and he probably would have beat 99% of the people in the world in a marathon.
He was vibing all over the radio waves.
Exactly.
It was great. Okay, number 16, most misguided event of the year would have to go to 911truth.org's wild goose chase through the streets of Manhattan. While we were at the epicenter of 9/11, which would be ground zero, these dinglings were marching through the streets of Manhattan on a Sunday, accomplishing what, you ask? Well, nothing, I answer.
They're just like playing merry-go-round.
It was so totally ineffective, misguided, and a worthless action. And yet they got all these people to march with signs on a Sunday when nobody but their own group would see them.
And
way
most importantly, what they did was get everybody away from Ground Zero, which was their primary purpose in the first place.
Well, not everybody. A portion of the 9/11 Truth group actually splintered off and went to Ground Zero against the wishes of the majority of the members. So, good for them. Number 17, for Revelation of the Year, would have to go to former auxiliary fireman Paul Isaac Jr. At Ground Zero, he was the man who told us that all the policemen and firemen that were there around us at the time at Ground Zero knew that 9/11 World Trade Center was a controlled demolition. Of course, he later denied that, but
and this
we know
article,
what the truth is.
This article created quite a furor. It appeared in the American Free Press, and this is the big cover-up.
Yeah, he backpedaled so fast he almost fell right on his butt trying to say he didn't say what he did.
Yeah. Award number 18 goes to the tamest and lamest activist group of the year. We give this to the San Francisco Sando and Patchouli clique, who's led by Miss Carol Brulé. Now, these people, it seems like they sit around and they're like, oh, peace, man. Let's burn some incense.
Let's go tabling and eat some tofu.
Yeah, and whether they know it or not, the people behind 9/11 are some bloodthirsty monsters, some of the most evil people in the world, yet they act like they're going up against the Boy Scouts or something.
Well,
they need to get a clue.
They're stuck in some 60s time warp. It's time to, like, fast forward to 2005, almost 2006, and get serious.
Yeah, these people are serious. We better be, too. Award number 19, most controversial interview of the year. This goes to Mr. Hesham Talawi when he interviewed David Duke. Mm-hmm. Now, he said before this interview, he received hundreds and hundreds of emails from people telling him, by no means do this interview. Don't interview David Duke on your show. But when we watched it, it was one of the most informative and enlightening interviews we've ever seen.
Right.
And see, what it boils down to is we have this thing called the Constitution, and there's this little part called freedom of speech and freedom of the press, and what it protects is the most dangerous of all speeches, and we're glad that Hesham Talawi epitomized that and didn't back out of that interview.
Absolutely. Number 20, for victim of the year, and I say victim with quotes, Daryl Smith of the French Connection. Now, Daryl's told us on multiple occasions that he'd love to talk about certain issues that are taking place in this alternative media, but he's afraid to do it because he says if he does, Alex Jones will get him fired from GCN and he'll lose his radio show, which is scaring the pants off of him. So what he's reduced to is talking nice while he's on the air about non-GC-related media people and then commenting about the GCN big boys off the air on the phone to people like us.
Yeah. There's nothing we
hate.
What
a coward.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing we hate. And we like Daryl. We like
him. Yeah, but he's still a coward.
Yeah, but there's nothing we hate more than phoniness. And if there's an issue that needs to be spoken out about, you speak out about it, regardless if you have this Alex Jones acting as Joseph Stalin, this Hitlerian dictator that has a reign of terror against everybody.
What Daryl Smith needs is Rick Biesader to come and teach him a couple lessons.
Yeah.
Okay, number 21, most eclectic writer of the year. The award goes to Adam Gorightly. Now, we've said it before. If we were exiled to an island for the rest of our lives and we could only take the books of 10 authors, Adam Gorightly's books would be one of them. He's a crackpot historian of the highest order, and we think the world of this guy.
He just does a great interview. Okay, award number 22, Worst 9/11 Disinfo Agents of the Year. This goes to Mike Rivero of What Really Happened and also Mr. Jim Hoffman. All we can say is, if the government really wants us to believe that Flight 77 crashed into the Pentagon, why don't they show us all the videotapes that they confiscated? Why don't they show us this warehouse where supposedly they have all of the parts stored? And what Jim Hoffman and Mike Rivero are doing is nothing more than reinforcing the government's lies, and it's inexcusable that people in the alternative media are doing this, that they're backing up the government's lies. Inexcusable.
As Victor says, don't piss on our legs and tell us it's raining.
Exactly. Award number 23, Best Link Site. This goes to Duke's Global Links. In a nutshell, if you want to find something, this is the place to start.
Number 24, for Lie of the Year. Yes, it's Alex Jones rearing his head once again in his call for all patriots to put past grievances behind them and come together as one. Folks, this was a pathological lie and nothing less. It's just another example of the empty lip service and rhetoric that comes out of his mouth like verbal diarrhea every single day of the week. Yeah. It also served as the trigger point which opened the door to the long line of articles that have since been written exposing Alex Jones as the phony, coward, hypocrite, fearmonger, and money-grubbing...
What do you call him? Chump. Yeah. Yeah, when he said those words on a radio show that all the patriots have to come together, put their past differences behind them.
He's a traitor, too.
Yeah, and he didn't mean a damn word of that. And when we called him up and said, Alex, that's a great idea. Why don't we all come together like that? He completely wanted nothing to do with it. This guy is a liar, and he's not going to get away with it ever again.
Right. Number 25, for most groundbreaking mainstream media 9/11 article of the year, the award goes to Sarah Ferguson of the Village Voice for her column on the 4th anniversary of 9/11 at Ground Zero, where she included a color picture of our Wing TV 14-foot banner that said 9/11 World Trade Center Control Demolition. Now, she spun that article, spun it to hell. But we give her credit for putting the picture of our banner and the link to our website in that article, and that was a groundbreaking article. It created a major buzz, lots of impact, and we thank her for doing it.
That's right. And the people in the photo were Lisa and Mr. Michael Langston. And as we say, activism works, and this shows. We went down to the epicenter. We went down to the belly of the beast right there at Ground Zero, and she covered it, put that picture in there, and tens of thousands of people saw it. All right, award number 26. Best overall news site of the year? None. Now, we tried and tried and tried to come up with one site that was the catch-all and be-all of everything, that wasn't unafraid, that was all-inclusive, that wasn't controlled by the company man or the containment powers that be. And you know what? We couldn't find one, could we?
We couldn't find one that was the best.
Yeah.
Hopefully, in 2006, the choices will become clearer.
Exactly.
And we'll be able to do so.
Now, on that same note, award number 27 goes to the best internet news disseminator. This is someone that's putting information out there via emails and via his website. This goes to Bill Brumbaugh from Proactive News. This guy is straight up, he's to the point, and he's faster than a speeding bullet. Plus, the news articles that he sends around, they have very excellent commentary that comes straight from him. We've been on a show a couple times, and he does a hell of a job.
Okay, number 28. For Pettiest Person of the Year, the award goes to Janice Matthews of 911truth.org. Now, this woman is like a hybrid of Gladys Kravitz from Bewitched.
You remember her, don't you?
And Margaret Hamilton from The Wizard of Oz. Remember, Margaret Hamilton played the Wicked Witch. Okay. Janice Matthews is a truly spiteful woman. So we want to know if her bumper sticker reads, "My other car's a broom." And we've never seen such a vindictive woman in our life.
And she's the one that made Gabriel Day back out of the interview to promote the DC Truth Convergence because I don't know why.
She turned down a Wing TV controlled demolition presentation
and
video for their upcoming fall truth convergence, just because she doesn't like us.
Yeah, so instead of getting the truth out there, yeah. she'd rather conceal the truth because of her pettiness.
Petty.
Yeah.
Okay, number 29, for Inspiration of the Year, the award goes to Evel Knievel. He's a rock and roll animal. No, he's not. Lou Reed is a rock and roll animal, sorry. Who said, "My week beats your year." Evel Knievel has lived by throwing caution to the wind and going balls to the wall at every turn. He even smashed a journalist's hand with a baseball bat one time, and we kind of got a chuckle out of that.
Well, we saw him over the summer speaking at a motorcycle rally, and geez, he could barely breathe. He could barely walk out to the podium.
Yeah, he's in bad shape now.
But he still had a fire in him, and when he was giving his speech, someone started talking in the audience, and remember, he just, like, shouted them down. I mean, this guy's...
He has a very commanding presence still.
He probably has less than 6 months left on the earth, but he still just told that guy, like, "Shut up! This is my speech."
And the guy shut up,
He sure did. All right. Award number 30, Parody Article of the Year. This goes to Tom Flacco's next 10 articles. We're making fun of him because he's so ludicrous in what he writes that we took things to the next level of ludicrousness. And you know what? I think some people might have actually believed him because they're so used to this guy writing pure, just outrageous sensationalism that, you know, he's so discredited that nobody takes him seriously anymore. And as Bugs Bunny always says, "What a maroon." All right. Award number 31 goes to the most successful rally of the year. We attended this down in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Awesome.
Our state capital. And what it is that our legislators voted themselves a huge, huge pay raise. So Russ Diamond...
In secret,
and then snuck away in the dead of the night. Well, Russ Diamond of PA Clean Sweep, along with many others, organized this rally on the steps of the Capitol. There was about 2,500 people there. It was raining. And after all the speeches, we stormed inside the Capitol building, went right up to the governor's office, and made demands. And it shows, once again, activism works.
That's right. Pennsylvanians aren't going to put up with any more politicians who are pigs.
That's right.
All right. Number 32, the most blatant example of a New World Order 9/11 connection. The award goes to Kyle Hentz of 911truth.org and Citizens Watch.
Yep.
He has ties to George Soros, of all people. As we say, monkey see, monkey do.
That's right.
Number 33, for Interview of the Year. The award goes to Gianni Hayes for her interview with Ed Klein, author of The Truth About Hillary. And all we have to say about this is two words.
Stop Hillary. Now before it's too late. All right, award number 34, Most Robotically Controlled Person of the Year, Mr. Chris Emery. Now we remember a time when we put a lot of faith in Chris Emery.
Yep.
But it seems like the more and more we got to know him, he seemed like he was under this spell of Charles Key. Whatever Charles Key wanted him to do, right or wrong, Chris Emery did it. And all we can say is, break free. Break free of the spell, Chris. We know you can do it. Break free.
Get behind me, Satan.
Yeah. All right, award number 35, Best 9/11 Watchdog of the Year. Now, they haven't put anything out recently, but Angie D'Urso has a site called Watching the Watchers, and she was one of the first to identify the 9/11 mafia and their ulterior motives, so we hope to see more from her.
Well, we hope to see her at all, because she won't come out from behind the curtain. We've asked her to be on Wing TV a few times, and she won't.
Yeah.
All right, number 36, Standoff Article of the Year, Madame Carnac's Carl Schwartz, Unfortunate Son. This article created such ill will between the author and its subject that Carl Schwartz is threatening lawsuits against the author, who is Gina DeMiranda, also known as Madame Carnac, and possibly others. So
yes,
this case may prove to be the blowout train wreck of 2006, or it just might be a blowhard nothing.
Yeah, we don't know. He's also threatening to sue the site that hosted the article, Yaya Canada. And as everybody, I'm sure, knows now, Carl Schwartz is going to be on Wing TV January 6th, and that's going to be one hell of an interview. So we'll keep you updated on this court case.
Have you noticed how often people are threatening to sue each other in this alternative movement?
It is. Jeez. It is pretty amazing.
Okay, number 37, for Conservative Columnist of the Year, the award goes to Reverend Chuck Baldwin. Unlike the Pharisee phonies in so many Christian circles who are nothing more than televangelist perverters, money grubbers, and brain-dead George W. Bush idolizers, Chuck Baldwin knows the meaning of what real conservatism is. Yeehaw.
Yeah, and it's mind-boggling to us how many quote-unquote conservatives actually think George Bush and these neocons are actually conservatives, when in reality, nothing could be further.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, they're not Christians either.
Yeah, exactly. Award number 38 goes to War Reporter of the Year, Mr. Dar Jamil. Now, when you look at the news and you see CNN, Fox, NBC, CBS, ABC, you get no idea what the war is all about over there, because either all these journalists are embedded or they're paid off by the CIA or they're just plants. Now, when you read Dar Jamil, you realize war really is hell, and he shows it through his writing. Award number 39, Foreign Researcher of the Year, Mr. Michel Chossadovsky. He's up in Canada, a professor of economics at Ottawa University. And as we've said in a previous award, we don't put much faith in the ivory tower crowd.
Right.
But there's a few that still come out there and know how to swing for the fences. And this guy's put out some of the best 9/11 articles there are. So keep up the good work. And finally, our final award of the day.
Number 40 for Graphic Designer of the Year. No, it's not Jan Hoyer. Peter Carenti, he's a fantastic guy who has designed our book covers for us here at Wing TV and Sisyphus Press. This guy is not just a true gem. In fact, there really aren't any words to adequately describe how much we appreciate his talent, his creativity, and the book covers he's done for us really say it all. If you can click on our bookstore and check out all the beautiful designs he's made, his talent outsparkles a diamond.
Yeah, and everybody always tells us, they always say, you have the coolest book covers there are anywhere.
We do.
And we can take absolutely no credit for it whatsoever.
Absolutely not.
It all goes to Peter Carenti. And when you look to find an artist, this guy he's head and shoulders above everyone. So kudos to him. So that concludes Wednesday's version of the Wing TV Alternative Media Patriot Awards. We'll be back tomorrow on Thursday with a whole nother collection of them, and Friday we're going to conclude on Friday. So if you have any ideas, send them our way. There's been a lot of feedback. People seem to love it. So thank you for all of that. And until tomorrow, keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.
See you then, everyone.